Welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here are your hosts, Chris Grum and Scott McAllister.
Well, it should come as no surprise. We're back again live with food as we're here at Panera Bread in Conroe recording today's podcast. Thanks for joining us, Scott, sitting across from me and also across from us, back for another round because he apparently hasn't learned his lesson. Hunter Smith with Princess Cruises. And this is going to be a fairly short and sweet episode, but we wanted to talk about this one specifically because this is something that we think Princess does that's absolutely amazing and nobody else does. And we are really excited to talk about our military. And I know, Scott, this is a big passion point for you because you're on the Armed Forces Committee with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo and already planning for next year's rodeo.
Yes.
But Princess has this amazing thing that they do because a lot of times with cruises, we'll have people call and say, I'm current military, I'm past military, do you have a military rate? And we'll pull up the military rate, but unfortunately, that military rate is not the best available rate. So you're better off with the public rate. Princess came up with a little bit better way of doing this. And I want to give the background before Hunter explains this program. So Scott and I were lucky enough to do a cruise a few years ago when Princess first came to Houston on the Caribbean Princess that was a military-themed cruise for veterans. And on board was a gentleman named Alan Buckaloo. Alan, at the time, was the president of Princess Cruises. And Scott, also Special Forces. Do you remember which branch?
I believe he was Green Beret with the Army.
Okay. So Alan was the president of Princess Cruises, and he said, because I'm a veteran and because we have so many veterans that sail with us, we want to do something where we make sure that veterans are honored every single time we sail, not with a special rate, but with something tangible. And he put this into play, and there have been two presidents since then, both in the White House and in the Princess offices. But the package has stayed the entire time, and it's something really wonderful. So, Hunter, first of all, welcome back to the itinerary.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back. If you want to catch up on Princess, by the way, Hunter has talked about Alaska, about their brand, and also about Galveston sailings in previous podcasts. You can catch those on demand on our website. But let's talk briefly about this program for military members, Hunter. It's amazing.
Yes. So thank you for having me on board. But I really do think that we have the best military cruise benefit program in the business. We want to honor those who have served us. So we give up to $250 of onboard credit, depending on the amount of days that you are sailing with us. Mm-hmm. So I love that we're going to be giving back. So 6 days or less, those who have served will get $50 of onboard credit per passenger. And then 7 to 13 days, they get $100 of onboard credit. And if you do 14 days or longer, $250 of onboard credit.
So if I sail out of Galveston on a 7-night cruise, and I'm a current or past military member, $100 of onboard credit.
Automatic.
But you're going to charge me the full rate.
I mean, we also have different promotions out there.
No, well, that's, so where going, we do, that's where I was going, okay, going with that. In other words, you're
everything
gonna,
is
you're
combinable.
Gonna, right, that's where I was going.
Right, yeah. So any promotion you see online, that is in addition to the military cruise benefit. So it's not like you pick one or the other.
I love that.
With us, everything is combinable. Whether it's a whether you book into a group, or if you see the best sale ever with Princess online,
right,
or maybe you have some other benefits that are out there with Princess, they're all combinable with our military offer.
But you're probably not going to let me upgrade to Plus or Premium, are you?
Yes, you can. You can always
really?
Upgrade.
I love it. I knew the answer, but I had to ask it. So
I just love that. Like I can tell you from other companies, it's one or the other. And I would say it doesn't always benefit those who have served us.
Right.
Like they can get a cheaper rate by just doing the promotion that's out there right now. Like why do they have to pick or choose? We want to make sure that you get more than the average.
So I could potentially get an onboard credit from the current offer and get another one from the military offer.
And I was going to say, Hunter, one thing I like about your offer, I like everything about it, but from behind the scenes, one thing I really enjoy about it as a travel advisor is once we have identified one of our travelers as a military veteran that qualifies for this offer, once they send us their DD-214 and we send it to you guys, it's attached to their account, if you will.
Right.
Whereas other lines, you know, every time we have to go redo the dog and pony show. With you guys, we send it in once, y'all put it on their account, and all we have to do is book them from there on out and they get it.
Right. So it's attached to their Circle Rewards number. So you no longer have to always ask for the form and for our, for identification, all that. It sticks with the booking, so it's a one time
love
thing,
that.
And now you just keep coming love back it. And saying, "Hey, I'm back again. Can I get my onboard credit?" And we say, "Absolutely. Thank you for your service."
We love that, and we have several customers that I can think of off the top of my head that are husband and wife combos that have both been in the military. So, is it restricted to just one of them?
No, both.
I love
two
that.
Two in a room can get that.
So. Now, I know there is one restriction, and this one makes sense. So why don't we throw out what that one restriction is?
Yeah, and it's not the biggest thing in the world, but we also have a Carnival Corporation stockholder onboard credit as well. And so we just say you get to pick one or the other with military or the stockholder.
But either one of those is a nice onboard credit.
It's the same. It's the same, 50, 100, and 250. We just don't want – that's the only two that don't combine.
Right.
Everything else with Princess is combinable.
Love that. Love so, that.
That's our one little caveat, one little asterisk to it. But honestly, it's the same benefit. But it's fast. Like, it's an incredible offer that we give to our military, just so you can use it for anything from the
shops.
Well,
they've served and they
spa.
Deserve it.
Yeah. And so, what sailings is this applicable for? I mean, we
every
talked earlier
sailing.
In the so we talked in our brand overview. You guys own Alaska,
right?
I mean, so obviously it applies there. Japan,
Alaska,
awesome.
Antarctica.
So it truly is
every sailing.
The reason I ask that is, you know, we're a Texas-based company. Hunter's one of our neighbors. I mean, he handles other agencies in other countries.
There are no other agencies.
Outside of Texas is another country to
yeah,
us.
I live in Houston, but...
you know, and I just shared this with the team a minute ago. There, in 2021, there are about 1.4 million veterans living in Texas.
Million.
So with you guys coming to Galveston seasonally, that's a drive market to 1.4 million people that could earn, they've already earned, but they get to use this benefit.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's huge.
That's a staggering number. And they can use that for the specialty restaurants, the gifts, the jewelries, the shopping, clothing on board, the boutiques, the spa, the excursions.
Yeah. I mean, people all the time say to me, what do I do with an onboard credit? And I say, if you can't figure it out,
everything.
Bring me on board. We'll find a way. Trust me, we'll find a way to spend it. Melissa will spend it in the spa. But, you know, you really can spend it anywhere on the ship. And you mentioned combinable. So for people that don't get what we're talking about there, let me give you an example. So you could book a special offer right now. And let's just make it up. We're recording this in late September. But let's just say the special offer has a reduced deposit and $100 onboard credit. So now you got $100 of onboard credit. You got a great deal, maybe 40% off the cruise fare, let's just say. So that's great. Now we add the military benefit. It's a 7-night cruise, so there's another $100. So now you have $200 spending money. You already got the discount. You got the reduced deposit. But wait. Let's just say you're part of a group.
That's what I was saying.
Now you can add in some more onboard credit, maybe a cocktail party, maybe a bathroom. Who knows what it's going to be? But we can start stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking. And by the way, if you catch us during one of our sales that we do as an agency, which we can do a couple of times a quarter, you might get an onboard value book, which, by the way, we've never mentioned before in all our podcasts with Hunter. But this is a coupon book that has like $700, $800 worth of onboard value. And we're talking like discounts in the spa, the shops, the bottle of wine at the premium restaurants, and so on. It's stuff that if you use these all over the ship, you're going to do so much in savings. We can give that as another perk. And again, all combinable.
All combinable.
So
every sailing.
Every sailing. That's important to mention as well.
But,
so military members, this is, like I said, we're going to keep this under 10 minutes. But if you are currently serving or have served our country, first of all, we thank you on behalf of Princess Cruises and Premier Custom Travel. Go see Scott out at the rodeo. He's got a meal waiting for you. But on top of that, we want to take care of you on board Princess Cruises. So let us know when you book your cruise with Premier Custom Travel, if you have served or are serving, remind us of that fact. We get your DD-214 and we get you some added benefit. Hunter, thanks again as always. And again, thank you to those who have served.
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate your service.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/The Itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.